Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. A Utah cat went on the ride of its life over the weekend.
A Utah family got the surprise of their lives last week when their missing cat was found hundreds of miles away in California. So how did it get there? Well, it turns out the cat named Galena must have jumped inside a large box that the family used to ship some boots back to Amazon.
Can you imagine being that guy or that lady who opened up the box expecting there to just be shoes in there and a cat jumped out?
Not just a cat. Puss in Boots.
Ah, Puss and Boots.
And Boots was in the box.
Yeah, can you imagine? You're right. That worker.
That moment.
This cat took a ride 700 miles. I don't know if it was by a, you know, Amazon truck, most likely by a plane. But it always amazes me, these headlines, when these pets get lost and they managed to make their way back home. It's like they got this built-in Waze navigation system. In this case, not so much the same. But you know what I'm saying? This cat ends up 700 miles away. Yeah. Cat's fine. Ends up back at home. Taking, by the way, good stories only with happy endings right now. Where did your cat end up or dog end up? And how did it make its way back home? 919-860-1015.
Are we not sure this wasn't on purpose? Did we read enough?
Is this an Amazon commercial?
They were tired of the cat. They were tired of it. You know what? I'm returning you too.
What's that one movie, Kyle, where the owner keeps on dropping the dog off? Oh, it's Strays.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that, and I really want to.
I cannot tell you the game of fetch that they played.
Yeah. It had a dirty name.
Yeah, be careful. We got families listening.
Right.
But the owner would take the dog
in a box and put it somewhere and then go home, and the dog thought it was just this game they played and would come back to the house after walking 100 miles.
Yes. Will Ferrell was the voice of that stray dog, and the owner was always annoyed when it came back. The movie is hilarious. It also has, I think,
Kevin Hart.
I think Kevin Hart. Jamie Foxx is in it, too, and Will Ferrell. All right, with that, side note. So when did your pet get lost? How did they make their way back? And maybe it's a hidden Amazon commercial, like, hey, look what we did this time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, with that, we got Amber with us right now. Good morning, Amber, in Wake Forest. What happened with your lost cat?
I had a cat probably, 10 years ago. All of our cats at the time were outdoor cats, and he went missing. And like all outdoor cats, we figured, you know, something might have happened to him. 8 months later, we got a call from somebody who said that they had our cat because he was microchipped. And we were like, holy crap. And so we went to go pick him up. And they were like, yeah, we've been feeding him and for a couple months now. He's been hanging around our garage. We were actually about to go to New York, and we're going to take him with us to give to our mom. And we were like, well, let's check first. And so he came home, and then 2 weeks later, he was gone again, and that same family called. They were like, he's here again. Do you want him back? And I was like, you know what? Apparently, he likes you guys.
Oh, wow.
So, Amber, where was the cat? Where were you, and then where was the cat?
This was in Wake Forest off of Burlington Mill Road when I still lived in a neighborhood off Burlington, and he was about 4 miles up Burlington the other direction in somebody else's neighborhood.
Wow. He was like, no, this is where I live now.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically.
You know, my father-in-law and mother-in-law, they have a cat named Ace. It's a black and white cat like you have, Sarah.
A tuxedo, always ready for
and
a party.
And he came into my father-in-law's life a couple years ago, but now it's like their cat. But he did something similar recently where he'd take off during the day. And he would go to another woman's house during the day. It was like his day job.
Not your father-in-law, the cat.
Yes, I'm sorry. My father-in-law did not go to another woman's house. The cat went to another woman's house. I'm like, where is this cat? And then long story short, it ended up being the lady thought the cat was hers because of how often the cat started coming over. Mike's like, no, this is my cat. I'm sorry it's coming to your house during the day.
Stop feeding my cat. Yeah.
Either way, Amber, thank you for the story. You have a good day, all right? Good to hear your voice again.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Amber. God bless our animals who somehow find their way back home. It reminds me of rest in peace, little buddy Bentley. But the story I told you a couple years ago when my senior citizen pug Bentley, he got lost in Wendell Falls. I didn't realize my gate did not latch in the back, and he got out. The funniest thing in all this, because we can laugh because he was fine after it. But I'm like, where did this dog go? He was gone for like 45 minutes. He had a 45-minute head start. And my pug Bentley was so old and so senior citizen-y, he was only 2 blocks away. That's how far my senior citizen pug got. He had 45 minutes.
He felt like he ran 5 miles.
To get out of Wendell Falls, he made it 2 blocks. That's my pug.
Poor Bentley.
Oh, little buddy Bentley. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.